Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you decided to join me on tonight. Tonight we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray unto God. Amen? So let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I continue to say this because I am so happy and so excited. On tonight, this is a very special night because we are going to freestyle. As I said, we're going to freestyle in the name of Jesus. And God says that whatever anointing or whatever thing that we fall upon, that's what we're going to do. And right now we're going to pray unto God, and then God is going to give us an encouraging word. I'm going to give you a few announcements and bid you good night, because there are a lot of things. We're on a mission for God, and when you're on a mission for God, you must understand that you have to go about and do his works. Amen. And so we're going to pray unto God, and then after we pray unto God, we're going to go ahead and just follow the spirit and the revelation of God. So kick back and relax. Put your hand on your chest. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Amen. That's how close you are to your destiny. That's how close you are to our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you helped us to make it through this day, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done. We're asking you, would you continue to bless those who say, pray for me, bless those who have turned aside, bless those who are walking forward, and bless those who say that you are God and besides you there is no other. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all of the new connections today, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors. We thank you for closing doors. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge. We thank you for the valley moments, and yet we thank you for those moments that we call mountains. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless this week to be a victorious week, Lord, a prosperous week, because we know that with you we can do all things, but without you we can do nothing. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and bless the host and each and every guest who comes on the ministry in order to let the people know what the Lord has done in their lives. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you continue to bless those who or in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who may be going in. We just ask that you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, and if anyone is out of the ark of safety, Lord, would you bless them to get into the ark of safety, Lord, where they would know who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the platform. We thank you for our co-hosts who are on the line, Lord, and we thank you for the ones that you're sending, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you disseminate, in which you just illustrate and orchestrate what you would have us to do. And then, Lord, we ask that you just continue to bless us, Lord, and take care of us, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord, in a way that is just conducive unto you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, and we bless your name, Jesus. And we just ask that you continue to bless our family and our friends, Lord, and those who say, pray for me, Lord. We ask that you continue to just help us, everything that we touch to be victorious, everything that we see to be victorious, everything that we hear to be victorious, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in a big, big way. Lord, we're just asking that you continue to help us and keep us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And God is good. We're praying with power and love, and we believe that everything we ask of God, that he is able to bless us. He is able to keep us. He is able to help us. Everything that we do for God and everything that we do for God shall last. I want you to get a sheet of paper, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you how the Lord works. The Lord always prepares you. Come, and I'm going to demonstrate. I have no idea what the Lord wants to illustrate unto us. But what I do know is that the Lord is going to give us something that is going to help us. And so if you hear a few pauses, then that's true, because we have to listen to the unction and the spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to write the word anything. Write the word anything. And then write your name right beside it. Then I want you to, underneath, I want you to write the word all things. And I want you to put our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then I want you to write the word glory. Write the word glory. And I want you to put hallelujah right beside it. So you should have anything, your name, all things, our Lord and Savior, glory, hallelujah. You should have that. Then I want you to put offer up. And I want you to put praise. I want you to put open door. I want you to put favor. I want you to put valley, put lesson. I want you to put giant, and I want you to put lift up, and finally, I want you to put love, and I want you to put everyone. All right. God says that you can do anything. Put your name there. Dr. Afridi Emmanuel Love can do anything. God says that all things comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can do anything and know that all things come from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God says that we should be shouting right there, glory, hallelujah, the highest praise. God says that you can do anything, amen. He says, put your name there, Dr. Afridi, put your name there, you can do anything. He says, but I can do all things. And the reason why you can do anything is because God owns all things. And he says that should be a shouting point. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Then he says, offer up. He says, in return, you offer up your praises unto God. When he opens a door for you, when God does something in your life, God says, even in the midst of your storm, you offer up a praise unto God, and he hears that praise in the atmosphere, and you are blessed automatically. Why? Because you can do anything, because God owns all things. Glory, hallelujah. We offer up the praise unto God, because that is the highest praise. Then God says that because we're offering up the praise, he is breaking those shackles, he is breaking those yokes and opening doors in your favor, because he said, once again, you can do anything. He owns all things. Glory, hallelujah. He says, offer up your praise. He says, and the doors come open and favor falls upon you. He says, and then during the midst of your favor, he says, you are going to walk in the valley, because the valley is a humbling experience. He says, because you're going to be preaching and teaching to the people, he says, you have to have some valley experiences where people can relate to. He says, because if we are high all the time and we don't come down, God says that we cannot reach the people, because most people, God says, most people are on the ground. He says, but when he is able, or when he exalts them, they're high up. Once again, you can do anything. Say your name, because God owns all things. God says, give a glory, hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Then he says, offer up. He says, praises unto him. Then he says, he opens up the door, which restores your favor. The favor falls afresh on you. He says, now don't get it twisted, he says, because there are going to be some times in which you're going to have to go through the valley to get to your mountain. He says, so that you can humble yourself and so that you can bring some people with you on the mountaintop. Amen. But God says that there is a giant blessing waiting on you. He says, because he has lifted you up. He says, anything that is big has been lifted up by him. Why? Because you can do anything, because God owns all things. Glory, hallelujah. We offer up all of our praises unto God. God begins to open up the door. He blesses you with much favor. And when you're walking in your favor, you're going to have to go through some valley moments. You're going to have to climb over some hurdles. He says, but that's just a lesson learned to give you a testimony. Then he says, the giant is to, he says, he is going to give you a giant blessing, and he's going to exalt your, he's going to exalt you and your name in the name of Jesus. Then he says, you must love everyone. He says, he's going to bless you to go through some doors where people don't know him. People do know him. People like him. People don't like him. He says, but when you go through the doors, you must exemplify the name that you carry, which is love. He says, why? Because he is love. And if you don't have love, he says, then you cannot experience all that he has for you. Now, who is he talking about when he says he wants you to have love? God is speaking about everyone. He wants all of us to have love for him. So once again, I'm going to leave you with this. God says that you can do anything. Why? Because he owns all things. And he says, glory, hallelujah, we should be giving God the highest praise. Then he says, we offer up our praises unto him. He opens up the door, and he puts favor on us. He says, then we're going to go through some valley moments in order to learn a lesson, to give a testimony. He says, then he's going to lift us up like a giant, and he's going to make us stand out there. And then he's going to require that we love everyone. He says, that is your requirement. That is your requirement for getting to what God wants you to have, is that you must love everyone. Amen? So I want you to really listen to this and think about this lesson, because what God gave us is, God is, we said 180 days of favor and grace, and that's exactly what God is doing. God has given us favor, and he's given us grace, and he's given us mercy, and he's given us power. We must utilize these things so that we can see Jesus, so that we can get to the mountaintop. And God says that he will lift us up. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, my new hosts who are listening. I want to thank each and every one of you. I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate everything that you're doing, the platforms. I appreciate the artists who are reaching out and connecting, the media who's connecting. I really appreciate you, and I hope and I know that you have something, you receive something out of this particular lesson, because we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God, and because we serve a mighty God, he is able to do everything but fail. Okay? So without further ado, continue. Please continue to uplift your family and friends by asking and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, please, 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 Facebook Al Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Please, 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 Facebook me. I would love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, and we're going to write some more articles and change up some things here, you will see many things dealing with education. You will see things dealing with health and politics, gospel, radio, music, of course, family. I mean, just look through all of these articles and enjoy yourself as you look through these particular articles. Just make sure that you look through them and make sure that you enjoy them by reading them, and you will gain some valuable knowledge. As far as our articles are concerned, we still have Miss Hillary Clinton in first place. Dr. Love is in second place here. We have the man's, and we have more articles and things that we're going to highlight and talk about. So I want to thank you for doing that. If you would look under the Alfreda Love Show, we're going to change up some things with this particular website. But if you look here, you have the home page, the about page, the location, gospel artist links, and it goes on and on. Be sure to check out this page. It's alfredaloveshow.com. Be sure to check out that page. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Make sure you pray for yourself. In addition to that, and those you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to tune into the Love of Jesus Ministry, as on tomorrow, God's will, late, we will have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. And I want you there. I want to see you there, because we're going to have a hallelujah time. Amen. We're offering up the praise, a hallelujah time in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I definitely, definitely want to see you online tomorrow listening to our gospel artists. Also, we're going to have our new, some of our new co-hosts come on, and you can meet them as well. So I want to make sure that I want to make sure that you see them. So be sure to do that. And in addition to that, just know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. He's good and he's worthy to be praised. I thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I ask that you continue to pray. I ask that you continue to uplift our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask that you continue to be who you are. Continue to just pray, because God has some great things, and I want to leave this with you. God said, you can do anything, he says, because he owns all things. And he says, glory, hallelujah. He says, you offer up his praise, he says, and he begins to open doors and bestow favor upon you. He says, and when you are walking in your favor, you go through some valley moments, and that teaches you a lesson. He says, but he is able to lift you up like a giant, amen. He says, you will stand tall. And then he says, you must love everyone. That is a requirement, ladies and gentlemen. That is not something that you can decide to do or not to do. God says that is a requirement. If you want to get to the destiny of God, if you want to be blessed, if you want to have favor, grace and mercy, you must love. We must love everyone. We must love everyone. So continue to be who God has you to be. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the ministry. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. I want to thank Ms. Jasmine. I want to thank Ms. Barbara. I want to thank all of these individuals in San Antonio, Texas, in Dallas, Texas, in Houston, Waco, Texas, Colleen, I want to thank you all. Atlanta, I want to thank you all for being on. These are some of my new co-hosts, ladies and gentlemen, some of my new co-hosts. And you will also see some of them we're going to be presenting together as well. And so you will get to meet some of these individuals. So we're looking very forward to that as we bring on some more people to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And be sure to look at A Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you look at Amazon.com and type in Spiritual Guide, or if you go to the website, you will be right there where the Spiritual Guide is. Be sure you pick up a copy. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I want to tell you that God loves you, and you're going to be blessed. God is going to bless you just real good this week. God is going to bless you. He says he's going to give you a double portion. Amen. And if you don't believe me, then God will do. But you have to believe. You have to believe it. And when you begin to believe what God can do, then you will begin to receive his blessings. God says when you begin to believe, you will begin to receive. You have to believe. And God says that, you know, we have to have the faith of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is very small. But once you come to know who God is and his power, there is no excuse, right? We're going to have to really, you know, we're going to have to really know who God is. And we're going to have to believe in order to receive. And I continue to say it because it's true. You have to continue to believe in order to receive. So once again, as I said before, I thank you guys for joining me today. We've had a great, great time. I ask that you continue to pray to God. Continue to be who God would have you to be. Continue to do what God would have you to do. Okay, and so be sure to share this link with some of your friends, because I want them to listen to it, because God spoke to us today, and I want them to listen and be able to hear what we're saying, all right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow with the top 15 Billboard, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. apart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.